If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
BJ and Jamie. I want to tell you guys a story, but I know you can't relate because you're men. And so I just wanted to tell you this. I have a friend that has a real mental problem.
Yeah.
And it makes me so uncomfortable, and I don't know how to... Well, I told her it was weird, so I'm not talking behind her back. She asked people if she can hold their random babies.
Random? She's never met them
she's
before.
Never met the parents.
Like,
never,
she'll be walking by someone on the street.
She asked them if she can hold your baby.
What?
She did it yesterday. Oh my God, I wanted to die. There were these people at the restaurant, right? And the baby was adorable. I mean, absolutely adorable. Again, I know you guys can't relate because you're men, but it's a chick thing, right? And so her kids, you know, she still has kids in high school or whatever, but she misses that, the little baby
the
era.
The newborn stage.
Right, right. Yeah. So she literally goes to this lady and she goes, can I hold your baby and you guys can just eat and stuff? And the lady's like, well, I guess. Thank you. And she handed the baby to my friend.
It's just, I can't believe somebody would hand their baby off.
Me either. That's I'd never
part,
do that.
It's not the person that walked up and asked. To me, the question in my head is, why would you hand your baby to a stranger?
I know.
That makes no sense. That person could run.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah, especially on the street.
I could never see
that. Because
she
saw it was three girls together. You know what I mean? It wasn't like...
She felt a little bit better.
Because so then they were trying to eat. And so my friend's like, can I... And I literally... Oh my God, did you just ask that?
I would never ask anyone to hold their kid if I didn't know them.
I know, and I kept saying to the lady, I'm so sorry, I don't know what's going on here. She goes, no, no, it's fine, it's fine. She goes, it happens all the time. Yeah. And then my friend goes, see?
Yeah. You know, growing up, though, in the South,
yeah.
I saw it a lot.
Yeah.
And, but that was well before what we were into today as far as, you know, kidnappings and everything. But I used to see that a lot. Like somebody would come into like a church, for an example.
Yeah, and hold
the baby.
They'd
have a baby and somebody would walk up to him. I mean, barely even knew the person. He'd say, oh, can I hold her?
Well, it's funny because Carson came in with your daughter, right? Yep. Little Debbie. And when she was a newborn, right? And I desperately wanted to hold your child, right?
Yeah.
But I did not ask because I knew it was your first one. And I also know that, like, oh, you guys were in that, like, hand sanitizer phase. You know, everybody, you know how...
Everyone who came over washed their hands.
Yeah. So I didn't ask. I just looked at her in her little, you know, stroller. But, man, I wanted to pick up that child.
Hey, I think it's an instinct.
Yeah,
I think it's an instinct that you have.
And I asked my friend, again, not giving out names, I go, do you do this? And she goes, all the time. And I was like, this is so, people are odd.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I would hate to see my face. What if someone asked me to hold my baby at a restaurant, a random person.
That's the key, though. I don't understand how a person would hand it off.
I think
to a total stranger. I couldn't do that. No. I would
think
not do
because
that.
Where we were is such a little small town, you know, and it's like a little quaint area of this city.
And there's a lot of people that go there all the time.
All the time, and everybody's, yeah. It's like everybody knows everybody, but we did not know this lady.
BJ
and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.